Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Find out about new shows, featured guests, and what's up this week. Find us on Facebook by searching keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Class is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norma. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norma.
Welcome to Spirituality 101. It is an absolutely beautiful day, spring's day, in the greater Washington, D.C. area. The cherry blossom parade is out, and folks are just having great fun. And I want to take this time and this opportunity to welcome you on a beautiful day such as this. If you are listening to my voice, then I know that you are really serious about spiritual growth, as that you would take the time out from being out in a wonderful day to be able to garner information on your spirituality, on your growth. So welcome, welcome, welcome. To my regulars, of course, I extend a very, very special welcome. And to those of you who may be very new to the show, this may be your very first time listening on the show. I want to extend a very, very special warm welcome to you. Here at Spirituality 101, we're offering that missing college course, the course that I believe should have been offered to us right alongside the academic studies that we did during the times of school. However, here we are in Voice America, Spirituality 101, bringing to you ancient truths, sacred sayings, and breaking these down into simple everyday language, simple everyday practices. And our goal at Spirituality 101 is to help to enlighten and to teach and to offer many, many perspectives on ancient and sacred teachings. Here at Spirituality 101, we are not at all hung up on the path that you may have chosen, for we believe that all paths lead home. We believe in the universality of spirit. We believe that spirit supersedes culture and that spirit rises above doctrine. And here at Spirituality, our goal is to help each and every one of us to live more strongly from the spiritual side of our nature, and to offer the opportunity to share and to grow and to learn and to pursue things that are spiritual that will allow us to become fully awake in the year 2012 and functioning more beautifully from spirit. Today we have a lesson, and I hope that you have your notebooks and paper and pencil, because today we are going to be looking at a very serious topic, but taking it also in its seriousness, but with a little bit of lighthearted banter. And our topic today is letting go of fear and fantasy and letting in more light and love. letting go of fear and fantasy and letting in more light and love. And our e-card read something like this. Are you familiar with the spiritual concept that light is the store of creation? Are you as clear as you can be to receive and co-create with the volumes of incoming light that is coming onto the planet right now? This week's lesson is intended to remind you of chakras and the role that they play. We want to talk a little bit today about how to clear chakras and make them as clear as they possibly can be. We want to talk about banishing fear and letting go of some of those fantasies that we carry and become sometimes stumbling blocks to our spiritual growth. And then we want to talk about how to energize the light body, because each and every one of us carry a light body. How can we energize the light body and clear space enough so that we can hold enough light? Very, very deep topics. But I'd like to think that today we can discuss these in a lighthearted way so that we do not get bogged down by that amazing word called fear. But let's start, first of all, with me giving you the word for the day, and the word for today is chakras, C-H-A-K-R-A-S. And if you've been walking along any kind of path at all, I'm sure you've heard of the word chakras, or you've heard it mentioned, or you've seen it written somewhere. And chakras are those seven spiritual points. They're sacred spiritual openings that each and every one of us carry. And what they do, the concept first appeared in Hindu texts. And the word chakra is derived from the Sanskrit word wheel. And the reason why the whole derivation of from the word wheel is important is that when we are walking, many of us on the planet, some of you listening to me, may also be walking with spiritual sight, meaning that we not only see from the two physical eyes we have, but that we're open at the third eye to be able to see. When we look at a spirit trapped in the human body, because that's who we are, what we see are these seven points in the physical body, and they appear as spiritual vortexes, wheels of energy that are constantly evolving, rotating and evolving, and they exude tremendous levels of light at multiple colors, and it's really just when all of the energy centers are fully opened and they're functioning the way they should, it presents to the eyes when it can be seen. It's phenomenal creation of evolving and interacting light. And it meshes or connects very powerfully with the human aura, which is also evolving, contracting, and expanding light. So I want you to think about chakras, and we're going to talk about them a little bit in the show, and talk a little bit about where we can find the seven chakras, and why is it that this is important when we are talking about releasing and letting go of fear and fantasy and letting in more light. Because if we are going to let in more light, we'll have to let in the light from these spiritual centers. Now, some of you listening to me may say, I've never seen a chakra in my life. Well, I've got to say to you, you have to step out with faith and trust. There is more to life than meets the eye. And the whole journey on whatever spiritual path that you have chosen is intended to help you to uncover and to perceive the more. when I was growing up in my teens, I was almost obsessed with the question, the statement, God, there has to be more. There has to be more than just what they're teaching me out of the Bible. There has to be more involved with Christ and these amazing things that he did. And I was obsessed with finding out what the more is, and therefore found myself almost like pushed into the research, the internal research, and on a 33-year spiritual journey, so that I can uncover. I don't think of it as a discovery, but rather an uncovering of the more as we go, as we reach inside much, much deeper. Let me take a look at the opening statement in the e-card that says, are you familiar with the spiritual concept that light is the steward of creation? For those of us who subscribe to Christian teachings, we know how the Bible begins. For others who may not be as aware or subscribe to the biblical teachings, I have to tell you that inherent in every religion, I don't care which one you choose, there is some story about creation. And I guarantee you that that story includes the power of the Word and the fact that the Word created light, and light created everything else that we know of this world in which we live. So that the spoken word or vibration and sound is the number one element in the world, and the number two element in the world arising out of that sound came light. And light was the creating factor, the combination of light and the word created first water, and the combination of word, the light, and water has given us everything else that we know. And so as we proceed today, we want to take that into consideration. And that's what's meant by, are you familiar with the spiritual concept that light is the steward of creation? Light holds the stewardship that creates and recreates and cancels out and brings more. And as we grow on the spiritual path, our goal should be, our aspiration should be moving towards ingesting, experiencing, and becoming more light. We live in a fear-based world, and we live with emotions, and we live with consequences in this world that we cannot have control over. However, what we do have control over is our state of mind, our reaction, and the potential that when we function more purely from our state of spirit, we are in fact more illumined in that powerful, divine, universal light. And so the goal is to become more spiritual, to live more from the spirit, and hence to be able to function and have our being and our choices through volumes and volumes of light, and therefore allow ourselves to become co-creator with the universe in order to create and recreate all that is necessary, not only on planet Earth, but within us. We're living in times in 2012 when we are challenged to wake up fully, when we are challenged to live more fully from spirit, when we have this wonderful opportunity to be co-creators with the divine source. We will go to the break now, and when we come back from the break, we will take a look at the seven chakras, the seven spiritual centers that allows us to be able to attract more light, generate more light, and become much more than we even imagine we can be. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live talk radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we are looking at letting go of fear and fantasy and letting in more light. And we are at the point of discussing chakras. There are seven major chakras, which are spiritual centers in the body, and they are... For those who are walking with spiritual sight, they can see them. Some people can sense them. And some people, of course, are totally unaware. I would really encourage you to pick up a book. There are several books out there that will help you to understand a little bit more than I can give you on this one-hour show, to help you to understand and go deep into the chakras. But for today, I want you to know that these seven spiritual centers are like gateways to our well-being. They are gateways to how healthy and how dynamic our energy fields are. And when we feel depressed, when we feel stuck, when we feel lack of self-worth, when we feel that we are not energized, it's an indication that one or many or all of the chakras may not be functioning as fully as they should. And so today I'm going to give you some advice on how to clear your chakras or where to go to get information on how to clear your chakras. But let's first and foremost identify them. And we'll identify them moving upwards from the body, from below the body, all the way to the crown of the head. The very first chakra that I want to talk about is the root chakra. And the root chakra is the one that carries a phenomenal amount of dynamic power. It gives the ability to be able to express our power more fully. It gives the dynamic ability to take our spiritual teaching and take concepts and manifest them into reality. And so it's a very powerful chakra, and at the root of that chakra, there is the color red. It's very powerful energy, and it's one of those chakras that we should ensure that is always as fully open as it can and functioning as best as it can. The next one I want to talk about is the sacral, S-A-C-R-A-L, chakra, and that's just around the belly, which is 2 inches below the navel and is rooted in our spine. And from this center, of course, there is a tremendous amount of sexual energy, and we have to remember that sensuality and sexuality is also the pathways through which creativity flows. And so this is a chakra that allows us to be sexually balanced, that allows us to be more openly creative when the energies are pouring forth as they should. And the color of this chakra is orange. And then the third chakra is the solar plexus, which is like 2 inches below the breastbone and is just behind the stomach. And the solar plexus is where we, through this chakra, is where we house all those emotions, what we think, what we feel, everything that has that we've experienced, etc. is kind of like processed through here. And when the solar plexus chakra is not working the way it should, we get a lot of depression, we get a lot of anxiety, we get a lot of energy that is weak, and we get a lot of stomach and internal problems with our internal organs. The fourth chakra is the heart. And the heart, of course, speaks for itself. It's the place through which love and compassion and spirituality is the center through which all of this flows. It connects, the heart helps to connect the body with the mind and the spirit. And of course, when this chakra is blocked, we have a lot of problems with circulation. We have a lot of problems with the heart. And is it any wonder that the heart, problems with the heart is kind of like number one or number two on the list of medical problems that we're dealing with. So it's very important that we keep the heart chakra clear. And the color here is pink and, believe it or not, green. The next chakra is the fifth chakra, which is at the throat. And, of course, this speaks of communication and the voice. It's also the place where there's great possibility for change, transformation, and healing. And so, therefore, this is the place where we have to pay really attention to how we use our words, what words we send forth into the world, because the energy is passing through the throat chakra and either giving us possibilities for change and transformation. If our words are as positive and our intentions of our words are as positive as they can be, and if it's not, then we get a lot of problems with communication and in this area. The color here at the throat is blue, but it's a very light color blue. And the sixth chakra is the one that is called the third eye, and that one is located just at the center of our forehead, just above and between the two eyes. And, of course, the third eye gives us psychic ability. It gives us our higher intuition. When this chakra is functioning openly, we're highly, highly intuitive. And it gives us the ability to be able to absorb higher views and higher energies and to be able to process and bring in more light. Very important that the third eye, or the chakra, the third eye, is kept wide open. And then we have the seventh chakra, which is the crown. And I have to tell you, walking with spiritual sight, it is the most beautiful. When the chakras are perfectly aligned and all is functioning as it should be, it is the most beautiful sight to see the crown chakra, which is very, very, very often described as the thousand-petaled lotus. And that's because that's what it looks like. Beautiful, beautiful array of colors. And it is just wonderful to observe. When perfectly aligned, of course, it flows in perfect alignment with the aura and brings to us, it's the center for spirituality and enlightenment. It's the center through which we have dynamic thought and the inward flow of spirit and wisdom. And it brings us the gift, the beautiful gift. The lotus brings us this beautiful gift of cosmic consciousness. Because when we're functioning, when the energy moves to the crown and we're functioning more from the crown, we can appreciate the universe and the cosmos, and we begin to move away from the I and move towards the we, and really begin to understand that we are all one with the universe. Now, if you're on a spiritual path, and I'm assuming we all are, whether we acknowledge it or not, of growth and development, and particularly when you begin to look back at the past, etc., etc., it's very necessary to begin to become aware that at some point you will need chakra clearing. The chakras will need to be cleared so that they can be kept functioning the way they should, and offer us the opportunity to be wide open. Now, there are many practitioners, and if you go up on the internet, you will find practitioners, listings of practitioners of people who clear the auric, who clear the auric field and who clear the chakras. But I want to invite you to consider this as a simple, simple way where you can begin to clear the chakras by recognizing that water, being fluid, has the amazing ability to clear space. And so you can use your shower as a way once a week to begin to intentionally clear the chakras. The chakras have to be cleared from the inside. It can't be cleared from the outside. And so I'd like to invite you to begin to think of your shower not just as washing and cleansing the physical body, but with the potential to be able to clear the chakras. And what you do is once you're standing under the shower, you place your hands with your palms down, so to speak, just in front of, let's say if you start with the crown chakra, it would be just above the crown chakra. And as the water is pouring forth, you intentionally ask that everything that is not positive or anything that needs to be cleared from this chakra be passed through your hand and be removed. And as you do that, you remove it and then you let the hand go so that the water, the power and the cleansing force of water can wash away everything that has passed from the chakra into your hands. And then you move to the third eye, and you do the same thing. You move to the throat, you do the same thing. You move to the heart, you do the same thing. And you do that with each chakra. But each time, you must be very careful to allow water to flow over the hands so that the energy that is being removed can be completely washed away. I would also recommend that you perhaps find a very good practitioner who has been trained in the art of deep cleansing of the chakras, and at least allow yourself to experience that at least once a year. Because as we clear the chakras and we get clarity, then this process of aligning body, mind, soul, and spirit becomes infinitely easier. You know, it's like we drive cars, and we understand that we've got to take the car in for a tune-up. We've got to take the car in for an oil change. Well, our chakras need clearing, they need cleansing, and they need to be adjusted. And so I would say use your shower as a way of initiating that process of cleansing, but at least once a year find a good practitioner who would be able to clear your chakras. And each of these chakras are very susceptible to different stones. They're very, very susceptible. Like, for example, I go back very quickly. The root chakra is very susceptible to cleaning from the garnet stone and smoky quartz. The sacral chakra, which is the second chakra, is very open to agate and tiger's eye. Third chakra, very open to topaz, the stone topaz. There are natural stones in the world that have the ability to clear these chakras. And I would invite you to get up on the internet, get up there and find books and find websites that will give you the information you need in order to be able to keep the chakras clear. And that is step number one to beginning to clear the space through which fear can no longer reside. When we're keeping our chakras clear, we're beginning to keep fear at bay. Why do we need to get rid of our fantasies, you may very well ask. But I'd like to suggest that in the beginning stages of our spiritual growth, while we're still into the I and we're working to get to the we tend to become very excited at manifesting physical things that are part of our fantasies. And that's not such a bad idea, because that's where we are in our spiritual growth. But as we begin to grow into this space of wanting inner peace and wanting to live from our spirit more, then we sometimes find that some of those fantasies that we manifested in our lives have now become stumbling blocks to higher vibrations and to greater growth. So, like to remind you or encourage you that stop and take a casual look at those fantasies that were very important to you and see how many of them you may need to wash away under that shower, because they may no longer serve the purposes that you thought, the purposes you thought they were intended to serve. I see here we are again, ready for another break. So we'll go off to another break and then we'll come back and talk a little bit about fear and light. Don't go away. Reverend Norma, we'll be right back.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Yes, you can live a more positive and spiritual life. One step you can take each week is to tune in to What We're Thinking About with host Ken Ludwig. This program is designed to provide thought-provoking discussion after each week's show. Ken and his guests will challenge you to look at things in an entirely different way, to step outside the comfort zone and see the universe as it truly is. What We're Thinking About can be heard live every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and we are talking today about letting go of fear and fantasies and moving into this space of letting in more light. And we've been talking about chakras and how important it is to have a knowledge of what they are and where they are, and to become aware that as we journey on the path, it becomes necessary to clean. We have to clean the house in which we live. We clean the car. We take the car for a tune-up. Well, it's time for your chakras to be tuned up. Want to give you a website and a book that will be very, very helpful to you in order to learn more about the chakras and in order to learn more about how to release old energy. The book is called How to Release Old Energy, and it's by Ken Page. And if you go up to Mr. Page's website, very powerful website, www.kenpage.com, www.kenpage.com. And there you'll be able to purchase the book, How to Release All Energy, but you'll also get some more information on chakras and how simple techniques like meditation, breath work, music and toning, using crystals in order to be able to clean and to clear the chakras. But then let's turn our attention to what is fear and why is it that the world seems to be becoming more and more fearful, particularly in the times in which we live. And, you know, we've experienced some disasters. We are experiencing what may seem sometimes like chaos on the planet, and all of this brings fear. Well, I want to remind you that fear and faith cannot occupy the same place at the same time. And so if we're living in a fear-based world where the energy that is fear is being released all around us, it's in the air. It's in the air that we breathe. We're reminded of it all of the time because the world is fear-based. How can we, as spiritual creatures who are determining and intentionally pursuing paths that we hope will lead to inner peace and will lead to enlightenment, how can we relinquish or ensure that we do not become too fully invested in this thing called fear? Well, first of all, we have to remind ourselves that faith and fear cannot reside in the same space. So what that says is that we have got to work in our practice, the path we're walking on, to increase or to what I call seed the faith with which we're walking. We're walking on a spiritual path. By now, we should know that the universe is unfolding as it should. If we're walking on a spiritual path, we should come to know by now that the universe is all giving. It's all abundant. And the more we align ourselves to that, and the more we allow ourselves to be drawn to the beauty and the abundance of the universe, and the more we begin to marshal our thoughts, monitor our thoughts, and understand that our thoughts turn into words, and that wherever it is we choose to place our focus, the universe will give us more of. When we understand that, then in eliminating fear, we begin to learn that when we feel fearful, we look at what the resolution will be, and we focus our attention on the solution or the resolution to the problem. Seeing it through the eyes of faith and knowing that as many of us as are spiritual and pursuing the same path, we begin to create the new reality in the world. You know, it's like the 100 monkey syndrome. When 100 monkeys get it, they go back to the community and they teach the rest of the community how to do the same thing. So we have to learn that in these times in which we live, we've got to actively require the seeding of our faith. Because as our faith grows, it pushes out It pushes out the fear. Breath work, breathing. Breath is primordial. What do I mean by that? It was the first thing we did when we came out of that womb, and it's the last thing we will do before we leave. And the breath has the ability to clear and cleanse space from the inside out phenomenally. So we need to be paying attention to at least 10 or 15 minutes a day of breath work as part of our pathways to spirituality. Sound has the ability to also calm us down. So we've got to now include what I call well-orchestrated music that brings harmony and peacefulness to the soul. We've got to consciously expose ourselves to beautiful music. We have to expose ourselves to gardens. We have to expose ourselves. We have to begin to look around in our surroundings and take out the trash, take out the mental trash on the inside, take out everything that is no longer supporting this new spiritual life that we are intentioning, so that we become more loving, more giving, more caring. We become more focused on the spiritual reality that we intend to bring forth in the physical space. What do we do, or what should we do when we feel fearful? Remember that thoughts turn into words, and words, when they are affirmed positively, has a phenomenal effect. And we've got to continue to allow ourselves to know this. And so I want to give you a couple of affirmations, if you like, that might help you to overcome this thing called fear. And this too will pass. That one works for me phenomenally because, as some of you may know, I provide services in a prison. And so every day of my working life, I am involved with people who are experiencing great levels of trauma and whose lives have been very traumatic. And this statement, this affirmation helps me a lot. And I want to give it to you so that you can perhaps, when we're facing whatever it is we're facing, to remind ourselves, and this too will pass. Another wonderful affirmation that we could remind ourselves of when fear starts to rise. The universe is unfolding as it should. Because as we're journeying on our spiritual path, we've come to know that the universe is abundant. We've come to know that the universe has wonderful things to offer. We, on a spiritual path, have come to know that 2012 is about Earth rebirthing itself and consciousness moving to a higher level. So there is no need for fear, but rather for affirmation. I want to remind you that the word let is a very powerful word. Let thy will be done is another wonderful affirmation. Let it be to me according to the universe. But putting the word let at the beginning of our affirmations is a very, very powerful thing to do. I wanted to remind you that you need to practice mind power. What do I mean by practicing mind power? Imagination is extremely powerful. Visualization brings forth results. I'm going to say that again. Imagination is very powerful. Visualization brings forth results. So imagine. Take time in your meditation to move from meditation straight into visualizing. Visualize and see the solution to the problem that you're facing. And if you can hold that visualization very strongly, backed and fueled by faith, you will begin to see results. Remember also that change happens at the intersection of timing and information. And it's for us to ask for patience so we can wait we can wait patiently to see the result of the change. We're back again at that time. It's amazing how time flies. It's just absolutely amazing how time flies once we are working together. But I want you to hold on to guard your thoughts. Remember, they move into words, and words move into action. We'll be right back. Spirituality 101.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. Reverend Norma, and we have been talking here about letting go of fear and fantasies and letting in more light and love. So how do we let in more light? Up until now, we have been talking about clearing chakras, which is very important. I gave you a website that I think would be very, very instructive and informative to give you some more information on how to clear chakras, how to understand where to find chakras, and the crystals that are aligned with them. That's www.kenpage.com, and his book is How to Release All Energy and Feel Free by Ken Page. But now, once we've cleared the chakras, once we begin to pay attention to deep breathing and relaxation, once we begin to orchestrate the sounds, to become very selective of the songs and what I call the toning, because the vibration through which the sounds come represents toning. There are many, many CDs. You can go up on the internet, and there are many, many, many very gifted people who are creating in these times CDs that are designed to clear chakras, CDs that are designed to bring total relaxation, CDs that are intended, the music and the images that come with these packages are intended to not only help you to relax, but to allow the mind to get into very profound and beautiful imagery. So I would encourage you again to begin to seek out meditation CDs that will give you the opportunity to do some clearing and some cleansing work. Once we begin to do that now, we've cleared the chakras, the crown chakra has been cleared, the heart has now begun to open up more, and now we begin to consciously work with light. We work with light in our meditations. As you meditate, the first part of meditation, of course, is stilling the body, the mind, and the spirit, and coming into total relaxation. Once we've done that, now we begin to start working with images of light. And the simplest light to begin to work with is crystal clear white light. Some people find that if they light a candle and they begin their meditation by placing their focus on the light of the candle, the flame of the candle, that allows them to go into deep meditation with the whole concept of light on the inside. Just want to give a word of caution. When we start to use candles for deep and sacred meditation, we should first of all seek out wax candles. I try to find candles that were designed specifically with the intention for meditation practices rather than just for decorative practices. And once we buy candles, we must remember to wash our candles, because candles, wax, everyone that touches it transmit. It's been designed that way. We transmit our energies when we touch candles. And so the people who package the candles, who were involved in the making and the packaging, etc., their energies have kind of like entered into the candles. So when we use candles for deep meditation and for deep spiritual work, we should pass it on, turn the tap on, and just wash your candles. And I like to use aromatherapy. Rather than buying the candle with, let's say, the lavender scent in it, I'll buy the regular white candle, and then I'll wash it. And after I have washed it, then I will use the actual peppermint, if that's what I want to work with. If it's lavender I want to work with, I would use the pure oil and just allow my fingertips to rub the oil into the candle. And we imagine the candle in two halves, and we go upwards. We take the strokes upwards all the way to the top, and we then take the strokes downwards from the center down. And in that way, we begin to impregnate our candles with the very positive thoughts that we're carrying and the scents that may be helping us to open up in some very powerful ways in meditation. So if it helps you to be able to go into meditation with the concept of light very much before you, you may find it useful to begin your meditation with a candle, and so that you can focus on the flame. As I said, the easiest to work with is the crystal clear white light. And as we begin to get deeper into meditation and into sacredness and into divinity, those colors that are in keeping with how we're developing will begin to come out in the meditative state. So we're in times now when we have to be conscious of clearing space, clearing the chakras, clearing the heart. The heart, when the heart is cleared, we come into compassion. When the heart is cleared, we're open to receiving and giving more love. When the heart is cleared, it begins to become lighter, and our whole energy and our whole spirit becomes lighter. So it's very important that we kind of like think on these things and create opportunities to allow that. One of the big things about clearing the heart is releasing judgment. We're all here on this journey. We are spirits trapped in a physical body attempting to work in the density that is Earth. And so we make mistakes. And as we look upon ourselves, our past, etc., and we look upon others, we've got to release judgment if we desire intentionally to move on and to grow into higher levels of consciousness. So just be aware. I find that as soon as we become aware of what we need to do, as soon as our intention is that I'd like to pursue that, then what begins to happen is everything that we need seems to coalesce around us. so that we can manifest or bring forth the intention. So be very mindful of releasing judgment and being very open and aware that you've got to send to the universe what your intentions are in the matter. I am intended to become more divine. I am intending to live more from my divine spirit. I am intending to connect with the universe. When we begin to become very aware of that, and we begin to send forth that intention to the universe in turn, in compliance, will begin to send us those serendipitous moments that we call chat, some people call chance, but in point and in fact is the universe responding to your positive intentions and sending you exactly what you need. It might be in a teacher, it might be in a voice, it might be in a piece of music. Right now I find that the universe is sending me amazing messages when I listen to the words of favorite songs, those from the past and those from the present. Give attention to everything that is manifesting in your space. Lighten up your heart by removing judgment. Remember that all that you want and you wish for yourself, you should offer in prayers for others as well, because as we give, so we receive. Be alive in the moment, because every moment is here to instruct us. Thank you so much for sharing this hour with me. Be at peace. And until we meet next week, walk softly, gently on the planet, for each of us argued for our right to be here. And now that we are here in these momentous times, be alive in every moment. God bless.
Class is dismissed. Until next week. Make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.